I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. This is a passage from a letter of a man named Paul, who was serving time in jail. These words have left such an impression on me, I can effortlessly recall them whenever I'm feeling like I'm not going to make it. I just think about Paul sitting in jail with nothing but his words, and instead of being bitter, feeling hopeless, or complaining, he's spending his time encouraging others. Before you spend any more time, money, or resources on indulgences, fast on the fast life and work to be as conservative as possible. Every once in a while, we need a purge from having plenty. So if you haven't been forced through a rough time recently, self-inflict one. Maybe you're overdue for feeling what it feels like to be in need. We all need to know what being in need feels like. Otherwise, we cannot sympathize or relate to others who are in dire need. The pitch challenge today: be as conservative as possible with your money and time for the next 40 days. Whenever you feel the urge to splurge, tell yourself to be as conservative as possible. Can you do it? Can you self-inflict a rough time? Trust me when I tell you I've been through several financial hardships. They are not fun, however. I learn more about myself during the rough times than any other good time in my life. I'm forcing myself through a conservative time right now. It's especially hard to do this when you do have resources at your fingertips to make life easier. But resist the temptation and discover what you are capable of by purging the plenty and exploring what you really want when there's nothing around to distract or comfort you.